States of America is home to unique wildlife that can't be found anywhere else in the world. From the hot deserts in Arizona to the bustling city life of New York, beaches in California, and forests in the Pacific Northwest, the United States of America is filled with diverse wildlife, climates, and experiences. In today's post, we'll be sharing with you five of America's most iconic wild creatures and what they represent to America. Kicking it off with number one, we of course have the bald eagle. No post detailing wildlife in America would be complete without the bald eagle, and for good reason. The bald eagle is America's national bird and can be found on our national emblem, currency, and presidential seal. Bald eagles are fittingly associated with the United States because they can only be found in North America. Not all of the founding fathers of America wished for the bald eagle to represent the United States of America, though. According to PBS Nature, Benjamin Franklin once said, "For my own part, I wish the bald eagle had not been chosen the representative of our country. He is a bird of bad moral character. He does not get his living honestly. Besides, he is a rank coward. The little kingbird, not bigger than a sparrow, attacks him boldly and drives him out of the district." Franklin wanted the wild turkey to be the national bird, according to the American Eagle Foundation. Number two, bison. Perhaps the most iconic mammal in the history of our young country, with a national campaign to back it up, bison have made an astonishing species-wide comeback over the last century with the help of the National Bison Range. This is a happy success story of a law doing precisely what it intended to do. President Theodore Roosevelt signed legislation authorizing the purchase of lands for bison conservation in 1908, with the hopes of preserving some trace of the herds that had once roamed the prairies by the tens of millions. The episode was thought to have been the first time Congress had ever put tax revenue toward purchasing land for wildlife conservation. Bison are in fact the largest mammals in America. Males can weigh up to 2,000 pounds and stand up to 6 feet tall, whereas females are much smaller, weighing up to 1,000 pounds and about 4 to 5 feet height. Calves are born at 30 to 7 pounds heavy, an astonishing weight to be born at. Number 3, polar bears. You are unlikely to find polar bears anywhere in the continental United States of America, but they can certainly be found in Alaska. Polar bears are the largest carnivores in America, but are facing extreme hardship as a result of climate change damaging their habitat. For now, the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, tucked away in the relatively human untouched reaches of Northeast Alaska, is the only national conservation area where polar bears regularly den, as well as the most used polar bear land denning area in the state. Number 4, American alligator. American alligators can be found in the southeast United States, especially in Florida and Louisiana, which has more water available for alligators to live in. Alligators are clumsy on land, but they are excellent swimmers, casually swimming faster with ease than the best athletes can swim in the Olympics. While indeed scary, and alligators are for sure not to be messed with, alligator attacks on humans are not as common as the media would make you think, and typically occur only when a human accidentally steps on an alligator, triggering a defensive reaction. Of course, there are some anomalies. American alligators actually once faced extinction. The United States Fish and Wildlife Service placed them on the endangered species list in 1967. Fortunately, though, the legal protection worked, and just 20 years later, American alligators were taken off the list, and their populations are booming today. Number 5 is a tie between elk and moose. While elk and moose are two separate creatures, they both tied for number 5 on this list, because this list simply would not be complete without them both. First off, with moose. When an 18th century French scientist posited that all North American species were diminished or degenerate due to the continent's colder climate than Europe, future President Thomas Jefferson was piqued. However, he knew that one piece of physical evidence would utterly ruin the man's theory, the huge, imposing moose. That Jefferson used the largest member of the deer family to illustrate the new world's robust natural bounty is only fitting. Moose have become a proud emblem of the northern United States, with the largest population by far found in Alaska. Elk, on the other hand, are a beautiful symbol of Yellowstone National Park, a massive 3,500 square mile wilderness recreation center with all kinds of geological wonders and fascinating sights. Elk are often mistaken as moose, which is another reason we lumped these two together. While similar, there are a few key differences to help differentiate the creatures when spotting them out in the wild. Their size and the shape of their antlers are two main physical distinctions. Moose are the largest of the two, and they can grow up to 6.5 feet in height from hoof to shoulder, while elk, on the other hand, measure usually around 3 to 5 feet. Male moose also have wider, flat antlers, while elk antlers tend to have an elongated shape with points that come off the large beams. However, the most obvious way to tell them apart is their social structure. Moose are much more solitary and enjoy hanging out alone. Elk, on the other hand, travel in very large herds. America hosts several incredible wild animals and creatures unique only to our own continent. Unlike other Western nations in Europe, America is home to larger wildlife parks and more rural lands to visit, making it an incredible experience for nature and wildlife enthusiasts looking for a diverse range of wildlife, climate, and geological sites to visit. That being said, wildlife and pests can be a nuisance to Americans that would prefer to be left alone in their homes. Nature is great, but these creatures belong in nature and not in our homes. We at Wildlife X Team International specialize in safe and responsible removal of wildlife and pests. Whenever possible, we capture the animals safely and return them to the wild where they can live on peacefully and healthily, restore any damage caused to the home, and prevent it from ever happening again. If you think that you have a wildlife or pest infestation problem, please don't hesitate to call the experts. We have locations all across the United States and are expanding rapidly. Please call us at 855-WILDLIFE or visit wildlifexteam.com. Also, we are opening new franchise locations, so feel free to contact us if that would interest you as well. Thank you so much and have a great day.
Having trouble with wildlife in your home or office? Wildlife X Team is your solution to get rid of the raccoons, bats, rats, and snakes. Having a professional team, we offer both residential and commercial animal removal methods by using innovative and integrated techniques. Our services include animal trapping, dead animal removal, nuisance wild animal control, and animal capture. What are you waiting for? To get 24/7 service, call us at 855-WILDLIFE for an affordable solution for your nuisance wildlife issues.